but I don't know if I can hear Bob or not. Are you still in there, Bob?
Yes, sir. I'm still here. I'm hearing you on the FBR. I'm hearing you on the FBR.
Yeah, I can't hardly hear you, Bob. I'm sorry. It's bad conditions between us, but I hear Rich, right? He's in the noise. I'm going to try to pull him in here. I can tell you're in there, but I can't pull you out. Hear Jesse or any other guys, but I'll stand by. Give my call there, Bob. Do you want me to try to call and see if I can get anyone else to come in down this way? If anyone want to check into the Liberty Net, I'll be glad to relay you in. This is N4ROQ Larry in Tennessee.
To the flag of the United States of America and to
Texas. I did indivisible with liberty and justice for all. Land conditions are pretty poor, but you'll never accept it. This is the queue. I'm listening to my state and to an SDR.
You copy? Yeah, my mother's having some medical problems here right now. I'm going to have to stay with her, but I'll check in a little while. If the net's still going on, I'll try to get back in. Yeah, she's having some chest pain stuff tonight. A lot of pain there, so I've got to stay with her. I'll be back as soon as I can in Florida. Okay.
Radio 3, you're in. Got a driver, you got a special machine up in your head. I'll declare. I'm sorry about that.
Well, thank you very much. I got something going right for me once over.
Well, so far, I don't have any questions. I know that Larry was there. I can't believe that the mom was there as well. And I know Richie was there, but I can't hear him on my station, and I can just barely hear him.
Well, I do appreciate that. I'm just running barefooted over. Wouldn't hurt if a part of the state would fall in.
I agree, along with the DKT, but I look at the videos online and it's a huge gap. Both my child has just disappeared. It's got to be 50, no, it's got to be 100 feet more of noise. And before the police would have been there,
I'll declare that's probably not unusual though for out there.
I guess because it's been
so long,
now they have a plane that is launching the highway.
Yep.
Well, we're supposed to get about 5 to 12 feet of snow starting 1 o'clock in the morning here in Ohio.
Well, we were supposed to get some snow today, but I haven't looked out since it turned dark. But as of daylight, we just got a few flakes. We've got a wind right now. It ain't very hard. It's 8 mile an hour. The gust, I think, shows up to 19, but I don't know if it ever got that high for a while. We're 24 degrees at the present time, so backing that over. Come again? Roger, roger. Look up HR127.
Well, in fact, I have looked it up. HR127 is the licensing of firearms, the management, possession, and the registration of firearms, and preemptive possession, prevention, HR127 is to provide the quantitative
I reckon so. If everybody would just shut up and wouldn't go along with it, I think we'd be better off.
Well, I mean, I
Well, that's all we need to do. I could have, and I also brought it up to 3916 Pete down there in Dallas, and also to the Patriot at 3860. I believe that. I believe that. I've already made my donation to NRA. Roger, roger. Quite well. If we had these kind of frequency or whatever you want to call it, more often, why, it'd be nice if everybody had it, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would.
That'll be fine with me. Have a good one, Bob. KD0RSA 73. Roger, roger.
Hello, Bob. I'm N4ROQ. My mother is okay right now, so I thought I'd come back in and holler at you. Yeah, I can almost make you out. I hear Mo really good. Mo, I hope you can hear me out there, because I hear you really good here in Tennessee there. Bob, I'll try to pull you out a little better here.
Yeah, you're coming up here pretty good. I'm going a little bit, but most of it's pretty good. Larry, KD0RSA.
Yeah, thank you, Mo. You're coming in fine. Try it again there, Bob.
Well, all I know is really the number. I have no computer or any way of reading all of that. So if you would, Joey or Bob, why, go ahead and you read it to him. Because all I got is just what I hear off and on in my head. Over.
All right. Well, this is Larry at
I'm catching part of that, Bob, but not much of it. Maybe the band will clear up there in a few minutes. I can hear Mo. He's coming in great. But you're getting better. You're getting better, but I'm still just barely not reading you there. I hear most of it, but I'm still not reading you too good there, Roger. I'll tell you what I can do, if you want me to, Bob. I can read a little bit of something there and for about 10 minutes there and see if it helps the band there. Roger, sometimes it does.
Go ahead and carry on, Larry.
Okay, thank you. I'll find something here to read and we can't, maybe it'll help and maybe it won't, but I'll find some stuff here. I've been, found a lot of stuff here in Knoxville here that's been happening, and we'll see if I can come up with something here. And anyway, you're sounding good out here, Mo. And let's see, there's a lot of COVID-19 stuff happening, but I think it's getting better. I don't think it's bothering the school children. It's mainly just the people in the nursing homes. Here's an article regarding Biden's doing a lot of executive orders. He's really, there's a lot of people coming on another caravan, you know, that are coming from Mexico and down that way. So we'll see if they get through. If they do, it's going to be about 20,000 or more in one bunch. So that's quite a few. Here's an article that says, Doomsday Clock still set at 100 seconds. The world is still 100 seconds to midnight after a punishing 2020 marred by mishandling of the COVID-19 pandemic. That wasn't really any mishandling that I could figure, but that's what the article said. And continuing fears over nuclear risk and climate change, according to annual Doomsday Clock announcement Wednesday. This is the same time as last year. The clock remains closer to destruction than at any point since it was created in 1947. The lethal and fear-inspiring COVID-19 pandemic serves as a historic wake-up call, a vivid illustration that national governments and international organizations are unprepared to manage the truly civilization-ending threats of nuclear weapons and climate change, says Raphael Bronson, President and CEO of the Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists. Each year, the Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists, a nonprofit group that sets the clock, decides whether the events of the previous year pushed humanity closer to, further from destruction. The clock conveys how close we are to destroying our civilization with a dangerous technology of our own making, according to the group. U.S. issues a domestic terrorism warning. Now, this was in the paper on Thursday from the USA Today. It says that the Department of Homeland Security issued a national terrorism bulletin Wednesday, warning of the potential for lingering violence from people motivated by anti-government sentiment. Here's the Democrats doing this stuff. They're putting this stuff out. After President Joe Biden's election, suggesting the January 6th riot at the Capitol may embolden extremists and set the stage for additional attacks. The department did cite a specific threat that pointed to a heightened threat environment across the United States. That it believes will persist for weeks after Biden's inauguration the week prior. Information suggests that some ideological motivated violent extremists with objections to the exercise of governmental authority and the presidential transition, as well as other perceived grievances fueled by false narratives, could continue to mobilize to incite or commit violence. So this is all the Democrats talking here. It did not mention any single ideological or political affiliation, while noting the potential for violence from a broad range of ideological motivated actors. The alert was issued by Acting Homeland Security Secretary David Pekoske, P-E-K-O-S-K-E. You can tell he's a liberal. Biden's nominee for the cabinet post, Andrian Mayorkas, has not been confirmed by the Senate. Biden offers ambitious climate change effort. Yeah, they're trying to shut down the whole government here, trying to shut down all the jobs, looks like. Says moves to cut emissions, promote clean energy in the most ambitious U.S. effort to stave off the worst effects of climate change. President Joe Biden issued executive orders Wednesday to cut oil, gas, and coal emissions and double energy production from offshore wind turbines. The orders target federal subsidies for oil and other fossil fuels and halt new oil and gas leases on federal lands and waters. They also aim to conserve 30% of the country's lands and ocean waters in the next 10 years and move to an all-electric federal vehicle fleet. Listen, you hear that? They're moving to an all-electric federal vehicle fleet. So everything in the federal government is going to be electric. Biden's sweeping plan is aiming at slowing human-caused global warming, but it also carries political risk for Democrats, as oil and coal production states face job losses from moves to sharply increase U.S. reliance on clean energy such as wind and solar power. We can't wait any longer to address the climate crisis, Biden said. We see with our own eyes. We know it is in our bones. We know in our bones it is time to act. The stakes on climate change just simply couldn't be any higher than they are right now. It is existential, said former Secretary of State John Kerry, who is Biden's envoy on climate change. Paris alone is not enough, Kerry said at a White House briefing, referring to the global agreement on climate change. It called for voluntary emission cutbacks by the United States and nearly 190 other countries. Biden has set a goal of eliminating pollution from fossil fuel in the power sector by 2035 and from the U.S. economy overall by 2050. Biden acknowledges political risk, stating that his approach would create jobs in the renewable energy and automotive sectors to offset any losses in oil, coal, or natural gas. N4ROQ for ID. When I think of climate change and the answers to it, I think of jobs, Biden said. We're going to put people to work. We're not going to lose jobs. Biden also has directed agencies to focus help and investment on the low-income and minority communities that live closest to polluting refineries and other hazards in the oil and coal-patched towns that face job losses. Biden pledges to create up to 1 million jobs building electric cars, as well as installing solar panels and wind turbines, capping abandoned wells, reclaiming mines, turning old brownfield sites into the new hubs of economic growth. Republicans immediately criticized the plans as a job killer. High in the sky, government mandates and directives that restrict our mining, oil, and gas industries adversely impact our energy security and independence, said Representative Kathy McMorris Rogers of Washington State, the top Republican on the House Energy and Commerce Committee. at a time when millions are struggling due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The last thing Americans need is a big government destroying jobs while costing the economy billions of dollars, she said. So it's amazing that these liberals are going through with all this crap, like they've been doing before Trump got in there, changing it all back and going back to the way we were with non-energy producing countries. So I've got one, let's see if I can find another one here. I'll go ahead and shoot it back up to you there, Bob. We'll see if you can hear me now. From Larry in Tennessee, K-A-8-J-O-Y, from N4-R-O-Q.
N4-R-O-Q-J-Y, I hear you really good on
SDR,
but I can barely hear you.
Talking
station, over.
Yeah, I hear you a little better there. I hear you a little better there, Bob. Go ahead.
Yes, that is true. But yet, this Democratic Party wants to disarm America. And they'd like to be putting weapons in the criminal camp.
Come again?
The Democratic Party wants to disarm the Americans and arm the criminals.
Well, I would say that, you know, China owns the Panama Canal, and they own that big harbor down in Mexico, and it wouldn't take a very long for a shipload of chimps to come up across through Mexico. Over.
Mr. Leary, do you hear anyone else
there?
So, Mr. Leary, do you hear anyone else?
N4ROQ. Yeah, I've got you there, Bob. N4ROQ, go ahead.
It's only
the two,
but so I'm
going
to pass it back to you.
Okay. I'll see what else I have to sign here. All right. Well, let's see. U.S. economy shrank 3.5% in worst year since World War II last year because of this pandemic. And this is going to be worse this year because of all the executive orders and all the shutdowns of the Keystone Pipeline and all these other jobs that the liberal Democrats are cutting out. And just look for it. They're trying to cut out oil and gas. All the industries are trying to shut down any plants they can because they want everything to be electric and they want everything to be windmills. And it just won't work. U.S. economy shrank 3.5%. Stuck in the grip of a viral pandemic, the U.S. economy shrank last year by the largest amount in 74 years. Despite growing at a 4% annual rate in the final 3 months. In the final 3 months, it really picked up under Trump. For 2020 as a whole, a year when the coronavirus inflicted the worst economic freeze since the end of World War II, the economy contracted 3.5%. And clouded the outlook for the coming year. The economic damage followed the interruption of the pandemic 10 months ago, and the deep recession it triggered with tens of millions of Americans left jobless. Thursday's report from the government estimated that the nation's gross domestic product, its total output of goods and services, slowed sharply in the October through December quarter, from a record 33.4% surge in the July-September quarter. That gain had followed a record-shattering 31.4% annual plunge in the April through June quarter when the economy sank into a free fall. The outlook for 2021 remains hazy. Economists warn that a sustained recovery won't likely take hold until vaccines are distributed and administered nationwide and government-enacted rescue aid spreads through the economy. The process likely to take months. Millions of Americans continue to struggle. I don't believe these vaccines are going to do any good. In fact, I think they're not sure if these vaccines are just experimental. These vaccines are experimental, I will say, and they will probably not work. Even as the economy shrank last year, the stock market managed to rise sharply, with the S&P 500 index gaining 16%. The disparity between the two reflected a time-tested adage. The stock market is a forward-looking indicator with investors focused on prospects for future corporate profits and economic health rather than on the current state of the economy. So even as the economy was sinking last year, investors looked ahead to hopes for vaccines and government aid and to solid company profits, especially among tech companies, which drove last year's gains. The pandemic blow to the economy's early last spring ended the longest U.S. economic expansion on record nearly 11 years. The damage from the virus caused the GDP to contract at a 5% annual rate in the January through March quarter. Since then, thousands of businesses have closed, nearly 10 million remain out of work, and more than 400,000 Americans have died from the virus. The government's report Thursday was in the first three estimates of growth. In the last quarter, the figure will be revised twice in the coming weeks. The report showed that consumer spending, which accounts for about 70% of the economy, slowed sharply last quarter to 2.5% annual gain from a 41% surge in the July-September quarter. Last quarter's economy was instead driven in part by business investment and housing, which has been a star performer during the past year, reflecting record low mortgage rates and a demand for more household space. The estimated drop in GDP for 2020 was the first such decline since a 2.5% fall in 2009 during the recession that followed the 2008 financial crisis. That was the deepest annual setback since the economy shrank 11.6% in 1946 when the economy was demobilizing after World War II. So N4ROQ for ID. Okay, there's a study that shows an alarming drop in oceanic shark populations. The predators of the seas are in trouble. Shark populations in the world's oceans have declined by an alarming 71% since 1970, according to a study published Wednesday in the British journal Nature. The last 50 years have been pretty devastated for global shark population, said Nathan Procurio, a biologist at Simon Fraser University in Canada and a co-author of the study. We document an alarming ongoing worldwide decline in oceanic shark populations across the world's largest ecosystem over the past half century, resulting in an unprecedented increase in the rise of extinction of these species. The research looked at rays as well as sharks. Of the 31 oceanic species of sharks and rays analyzed in the study, 24 are threatening with extinction. Three species of shark, the oceanic white tip, the scalloped hammerhead, and the great hammerhead, have declined so sharply that they are classified as critically endangered, the highest threatened category in a list produced by the International Union for Conservation of Nature. The risk of extinction is primarily caused by overfishing. Study authors said, although sharks are sometimes intentionally caught by or unintentionally caught by fishing fleets, more often they are reeled in incidentally as a bycatch in the course of fishing for other species such as tuna and swordfish. You drop a fishing line in the open ocean and often it's sharks that are there first, whether or not they're the primary target, said marine biologist Stuart Sandin, who works at the Scripps Institution of Oceanography. The number of fishing vessels trolling the open ocean has risen steeply since the 1950s as engine-powered expanded ships range. So we'll see how the band is now there, Bob, and shoot it back up there to you in Ohio, KAHJOY from N4ROQ on the Liberty Net.
Thank you.
Liberty at Big Jeff. Jeff is serving the U.S. Representative for Hawaii's 2nd Congressional District from 2013 to 2021. Posted a video to social media in which he invoked Alex's efforts to expand the federal government's national security powers after January 6th as they followed the request at the U.S. Capitol. In the meeting, he called out CIA Director John Frederick and Representative Adam Schiff, two leading proponents of expanding national security powers, laying down the domestic enemy of the country. So what you're saying is the patriots, the Republicans, the Trump followers, we are domestic enemies. They say the mob that stormed the Capitol on January 6th to try to stop us.
These cases are moving at a very rapid clip. the prosecutor said, referring to a flurry of 500 subpoenas and a search warrant issued. There is a, or no manpower issue here. Everyone is all in on these cases. The criminal inquiry has been playing out across the country while the Senate prepares to hold the impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump, accused of inciting the rioters to storm the Capitol complex. The Senate trial is likely to open February the 9th. The public has flooded authorities with more than 200,000 pieces of digital media to review. Assistant FBI Director Stephen D. Antonio said investigators continue to appeal for help in the search for the suspect or suspects who planted pipe bombs at the headquarters of the Republican and National Committees. Federal officials offered a $75,000 reward for information leading to an arrest in the case, which D. Antonio described as a top priority. He said the components of the devices made them viable threats until they were discovered and disarmed by authorities. On Tuesday, Yokonana Pittman, acting chief of the U.S. Capitol Police, apologized to lawmakers on the House Appropriations Committee, which oversees the agency's funding, for the agency's failures in what she described as a terrorist attack. Pittman, who took command after the resignation of Chief Stephen Sun in the wake of the attack, said the agency was aware that armed groups and white supremacists would be at the scheduled demonstration, and that there was a strong potential for violence, and that Congress was the target. The agency prepared, but we did not do enough, she told lawmakers Tuesday. A number of officers were injured in the attack, and Sherwood said that charges against those involved in the assault are expected to increase geometrically. She said officer body cam video is pouring in to assist those cases. Okay, that's all on that article, but here's another one. Police raid Russian opposition leader's apartment. This is from Moscow. Police on Wednesday searched the Moscow apartment of jailed Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny, another resident where his wife is living, and officers of his anti-corruption organization. Navalny's aides reported the raids on social media. It was not clear whether anyone was arrested. Leonid Volkov, head of Navalny's corruption investigating organization, said the searches were being carried out for alleged epidemiological or sanitary violations. Police also searched the apartment of Navalny's spokeswoman. So, InfoRQ Friday. Newly found Fukushima plant contamination may delay cleanup. A draft investigation report into the 2011 Fukushima nuclear meltdown says it has detected dangerously high levels of radioactive contamination at two of the three reactors, adding to decommissioning challenges. Data collected by investigators showed that the sealing plug sitting atop the number two and number three reactor containment vessels were as fatally contaminated as nuclear fuel debris that had melted and fallen to the bottom of the reactors after the 2011 tsunami and earthquake. The contamination does not affect the environment. Well, let's see. Biden's pick for transportation, Buttigieg, advances in Senate. A Senate panel on Wednesday easily advanced President Joe Biden's nomination of Pete Buttigieg to be Transportation Secretary, settling up a final confirmation vote for a key role in Biden's push to rebuild the nation's infrastructure and confirm climate change. The Commerce Committee approved the nomination of Buttigieg, the 39-year-old former mayor of South Bend, Indiana, on a 21-3 vote. His nomination now heads to the full Senate, where a vote could happen as early as this week. So we could have a Buttigieg in there as a transportation secretary. All right, we'll shoot it back up there to you, Bob. We'll see if we got any better conditions. I'm hearing you better than I was earlier, so hopefully that will improve. So KA8JOY from N4ROQ, Larry in Tennessee.
Hey,
Joe, I'm pretty much in the car, but so far, I don't see you on the radio station here at
home, over.
Oh, you're coming in good here. You don't hear me now?
I'm pretty much in the car. One half of the noise, so now I'm listening to you up in Ontario, but I can't hear you in Ohio.
Okay, well that amp you've got really helps because I'm hearing you good right now. Okay, that'll be fine. I can hear you though. So anytime you need to tell me anything, I'm copying you well there. Over. Jesse was in there, we could hear him. He must not be in there tonight.
Did you know?
There's
GIO.
Stranger,
GIO. KA8JOY, we're struggling with the air conditioning. But, good evening. Yeah, good evening.
I don't know what you guys are talking about or anything, so I'm here for a little bit anyway. I just wanted to at least, I was actually doing some YouTube video looking, but I wasn't, I didn't want to talk about what I was watching yet, but anyhow, it had to do with the government and what their policy is, so.
Well, let's put it this way. There's some controversy on the source, but it's a source that's been around for
13 is, so there you go. Anyhow, I'm here and having a smoothie, chocolate, blueberry, almond, walnut, kale smoothie, and a piece of cake. So there you go. Something for GIO.
All right, well, we are stuck in bad conditions and using SDR, trying to fix that and trying to get everybody. So, literally had a few things talking to Mr. Bell out of the West. My last comment is going to be about during President Bush's first week in office, he did sign one executive order. During Donald Trump's first week in office, he signed three executive orders. Joe Biden's first week in office, he has signed four executive orders. I enjoy the one of them that he signed that he said, and he joked from the soft incident joke. He said that it was for women's health, and he signed an executive order to pay for abortions for women outside of America that are citizens, but if they're outside of our country, they'll still pay for the abortion. It's been like the Biden administration is separating children from their mothers permanently. Over.
Good evil. That's the point. He's dealing with something that's pure evil. So that's so this is not gonna go away until something drastic happens. Because this is pure evil and it happens all too often. All too often over quite a long period of time. So it doesn't surprise me, but it just shows how severe the situation is.
And Joe Biden and Bush are supposed to be good Americans that don't do evil, but I think they are such good Catholics, and Catholics are against birth control. How can they not get abortion?
Well, there's something wrong there. So you've got people wearing badges that are just a badge. So there you go. And by the way, we just the method of birth control was on the table. And the problem is methods of birth control are abortive. And that's the reason why you hear about the Catholics begin to birth control against birth control, because the abortive method of ending a pregnancy. So that's what the deal is. There are plenty of methods of birth control that are not abortive. So that's for my knowledge.
So I would assume that condoms would be acceptable, and restraint would be acceptable, would withdrawal be acceptable?
I would check that one out, but I'd say ultimately the biggest problem is when you have a person using the pill itself is abortive in the way it functions. It does not allow the egg to adhere to where it's supposed to in order to find a home. So it's rejected and pushed out. So all the other stuff you talked about, I'm not going to comment on that. That's out of my... I'm not
told
in that area.
Okay, well, I'm trying to ask, because I'm curious. I've never heard it use the word that still being aborted. I understand the premise, so that is interesting that it was thought of in that form of critical.
Oh, yeah. People don't realize that. Because a lot of Catholics don't realize that. So yeah, the other methods you talk about are certainly usable. And think the biggest that I want to take advantage of is the knowledge of when a woman is fertile. That has been, if it's one more knowledge about that, about birth control. So,
Catholic, but I think about relationships, and yeah, that would definitely be an important part. God planned it that way, and we definitely have screwed it up.
Yeah, just something that it took a while to really catch on to what the awesomeness of our Creator and how know we may have become less sensitive to things that we that are actually good projects, and we're going to appreciate them more in time, so.
I guys, there are people out there that are paying attention to this.
And sometimes you, nobody wants to listen to them because it becomes either too hard or just something that it's like, okay, we don't have, you know, science is going to take over the whole process and make everything good. So, anyhow, that's. I've been, like I said, I've been listening to some people that are, have been around for a while and, they're controversial, but they got some good news with them, so there you go. So, anyhow, I'm here.
All righty, Frank. Mr. Larry, N4RQ, do you have anything else to add over?
Yeah, I can't believe how the band seems like it's picking up. Can you hear me on your radio right now pretty good?
Yes, sir, I have you on the radio, and I'm going to turn down the audio on the SDR.
All right, we've talked you back in good shape there. You might get some more check-in, isn't it? But I have plenty. I've got plenty to read.
Let me close this window and see, do we have anybody else? This is KHLY for the Saturday night Liberty Net. We're a little late here getting some decent band condition. Do I have some late sections, over?
Any other check-ins for the Saturday Night Liberty Net coming up? Nah, I'm on your buddy. Thunder's off, don't you?
Sounds like it. Well, if you have something else to bring to the table, myself, Frank, and Mr. Bowen to listen.
All right, let me do a few more things here, and maybe some more of the guys will get turn the radios back on. Says travel security boosted for lawmakers. Capitol Police are increasing security at Washington area transportation hubs and taking other steps to safeguard traveling lawmakers as Congress continues to react to this month's deadly assault on the Capitol. Capitol Police will be stationed at area and Washington Union Station Railway Hub on busy travel days. House's Chief Law Enforcement Officer wrote in an email obtained Friday by the Associated Press, MCP Blodgett, the Acting Sergeant at Arms, wrote that officials are setting up an online portal so lawmakers can notify them of travel plans and urged legislators to report threats and suspicious activity. Members and staff should remain vigilant of their surroundings and immediately report anything unusual or suspicious, the email said. Blodgett said lawmakers were previously advised that they can use office expense accounts to pay for security to protect their offices and events in their districts and for self-protection while performing official duties. It also cited a 2017 Federal Election Commission opinion that they can use campaign contributions to install security systems at their home. President Joe Biden is in close touch with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Democrat of California, about congressional security, White House Press Secretary Jen Pazik said. Pelosi said lawmakers face threats of violence from an enemy within Congress and said money is needed to improve security. Pelosi's comments were a startling acknowledgement of escalating internal tensions between the two parties over safety since the January the 6th Capitol attack. Also, Thursday, the acting chief of Capitol Police said that vast improvements are needed to protect the Capitol and adjacent office buildings, including permanent fencing. You know, they don't want to pay for the border wall or border fencing, but it's okay to fix it up here at the Capitol. Why not stop them down there? The 20,000 or so that's coming out of Nicaragua and all the pre-Mexico, all those people, they're not even talking about them. This is Chuck Barricades have ringed the complex since the Capitol riot, but many officers have resisted giving the nation's symbol of democracy the look of a besieged compound, and leaders were non-committal about the idea. Pelosi focused her comments on the anxiety and partisan friction that has persisted in Congress since the riot, which led to five deaths. But all of those weren't because of the riot or the confrontation. She said Congress will need to provide money for more security for members when the enemy is within the House of Representatives, a threat that members are concerned about. And to clarify, Pelosi said, it means that we have members of Congress who want to put their hands on the floor and have threatened violence on other members of Congress. Some lawmakers who voted for this month's House impeachment of Trump have reported receiving threats and initial moves to enhance safety procedures have taken on overtime. Some Republicans admit to having to pass through newly installed metal detectors before entering the House chamber, and Pelosi has proposed fining lawmakers to bypass the devices. And Pelosi did not say whom she meant by her reference to an enemy within the House, and proposed some provided no example. Okay, Canada is to quarantine travelers, suspend flights south. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau on Friday announced stricter restrictions on travelers in response to new and more contagious variants of the coronavirus, including making it mandatory for travelers to quarantine at a hotel at their own expense on the arrival of Canada, and suspending airline service to Mexico and all Caribbean destinations until the 18th. In addition to the pre-boarding test Canada already requires, the government will introduce mandatory PCR testing for people to Canada. A nation in the world watch from USA Today, a constitutional ban on legal marijuana offenses in Idaho, a proposed constitutional amendment that would prevent the legalization of marijuana in Idaho, on Friday of lawmakers in the conservative state, trying to fight for increasing acceptance of the drug. A Senate committee voted to send a joint resolution that bans psychoactive drugs, not already legal in Idaho, to the full Senate. That work will change for drugs approved by the Food and Drug Administration, but the primary target is marijuana, surrounded by states that have legalized pot. So, there we are. Johnson & Johnson vaccine is welcomed by experts. Johnson & Johnson's long-awaited vaccine appears to be protected against COVID-19 with just one shot, not as strong as some of the two-shot rivals, but still potentially helpful for a world in dire need of more doses. People, I want you to, there's a lot of emails going around with videos that show that these COVID-19 vaccines have done a lot of bad stuff in it. So there's a lot of nanotechnology, a lot of aluminum particles that go up into your brain. A lot of things that I've been reading are very disturbing. So if you all would try to Google any kind of vaccine, doctors that are talking about this vaccine and the complications. It is only an experimental vaccine, all of these. They're all experimental. And that means that they have no, they don't know for sure if they're going to work or not. It's experimental. It's the same as experimented on animals. but they don't know anything about what they were going to do to humans. It could fall over after a short amount of time. They just had no idea what these vaccines are doing and what they will do to your cells in your body. It could not be very good at all. So be sure and check out everything you can. Because they're taking these off the internet as fast as they get on there. The doctors that have investigated what's in these vaccines have come out and you give a few speeches on it, and they're immediately taken off the air. So be sure and investigate before you take any shots at all. Johnson & Johnson's long-awaited vaccine appears to protect against COVID-19 with just one shot, not a strong two-shot rival. J&J decided in the U.S. and several other countries the single-shot vaccine was 66% effective overall in preventing moderate to severe illness, and much more protective, 85%, against the most serious symptoms. There was some geographic variation. The vaccine worked better in the U.S., 72% effective against moderate to severe COVID-19, compared to 57% in South Africa, where it was up against the easier-to-spread mutated virus. Gambling on one dose was certainly worthwhile, said Dr. Mathal Maiman, Global Research Chief for J&J's Janssen Pharmaceutical Unit. With vaccinations off to a rocky start globally, experts were counting on a one-dose vaccine that would stretch scarce supplies and avoid the logistics nightmare of getting people to return for boosters. But with other competing vaccines shown to be 95% effective after two doses, a question is whether somewhat less protection is an acceptable trade-off to quickly administer more shots. Frankly, simply it's beautiful, said Dr. Matt Hepburn of Operation Warp Speed, U.S. government's vaccine initiative. The company said that within a week it will file an application for emergency use in the U.S. and then abroad. It expects to supply 100 million doses to the U.S. by June and a billion doses globally by the end of the year. J&J wouldn't say exactly how much could be ready to ship as soon as U.S. authorities give the green light. So it goes on, the article does. I want to go ahead and read it all. Maybe we can get some more people in here. But they're talking about Pfizer and Moderna shot. Says AstraZeneca's two-dose vaccine was authorized for use in adults throughout the European Union on Friday. Like the J&J vaccine, it can be stored in a refrigerator. So some of these have to be stored in a super cold environment, and some, like the J&J vaccine and the rival AstraZeneca, can be only put in a refrigerator. So that is better for their storage on this stuff. And one other article on Putin. Putin does extend the last Russia-U.S. nuclear treaty. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Friday signed a bill extending the last remaining nuclear arms control treaty between Russia and the United States before the pact expires on February the 5th. Both houses of the Russian Parliament voted unanimously to extend the New START treaty for 5 years. Putin and U.S. President Joe Biden had discussed the nuclear accord a day earlier, and the Kremlin said they agreed to complete the necessary extension procedures in the next few days. The pact's extension doesn't require congressional approval in the U.S. Congressional lawmakers have to ratify the move. Russian diplomats said the extension will be validated by exchanging diplomatic notes after all the procedures are completed. The treaty signed in 2010 by President Barack Obama and Russian President Dmitry Medvedev limits each country to no more than 1,550 deployed nuclear warheads and 700 deployed missiles and bombers, and engages or envisions sweeping inspections to verify compliance. It just says Envision sweeping on site inspection to verify components. That doesn't mean it requires it to me. Okay, Bob, thanks for running the net. I believe the band is cleared up a little, I hope. We'll see after I unkey. I've been trying to get it back in line. I got to talk with our buddy up there in Nebraska, Mo. Always good to hear him. He came in really good. And you coming in great the last time I heard your voice. So back to you.
All right, Barry, thank you. I've got an article from the town hall right up on the computer. Stop by saying it has been something to watch the vice for White House rule by executive decree up to this point. With less than 2 weeks into his administration, the man has rolled out more simple orders in the past 8 days than the last five presidents. He's done more than 40 consecutive orders in 8 days. I'll bet he hasn't read it in most of them. Regarding the suspension of the Keystone pipeline in the border wall, he's gutted, he's done thousands of jobs right here. His climate change agenda will do more harm to the natural gas sector as well. Remember when the site in Kamala said they withstand that? But they were confident on paper that they would, but for some odd reason, people still voted for the final. Well, here's the real answer. They're going to do it. Environmental left is the one group of folks that you have to pay back in full if you're a Democrat. Our friend Jen Quincy put up a video showing one black man who said he's lost his job at the Georgia Vice event. He said he just bought a new car and that he'll probably have to sell it because he no longer perceives himself being able to make the payment. He worried about not even being able to pay his mortgage. That's his message to Joe Biden for what his agenda has done for his life. He's missed it. And the black male says, America last, he shouts. He also goes on about that he was taken from Donald Trump. So this is a black individual that was with a Trump supporter. Now it seems that this is a non-intended video. And this person says he was told by friends to do a video from the pipeline worker perspective. It would seem. But the narrative is one that would hit rural America hard. Leo wrote about this in the perspective. And he affects the vice executive owner. So much of the workers on the Keystone Pipeline who are affected by the Biden order. My plan, go find something up north, up by the union or something, as the driver says. He effed up honestly. Joe Biden effed up and effed up sky. So, another article comes with a stroke of the head. Over 40 executive orders. This is a dictator. This is a somebody that's trying to help us.
Just want to make sure all the hardware is working okay here. Okay, I think I'm okay. How Mr. Biden won the presidency, he doesn't owe anybody anything when you think about it, because it would, if you have the ability to make the election the way you want it, then you don't owe any of these groups diddly squat, because you know that they really had nothing to do with you winning the election. And so regardless of what they think, I mean, he's going to do what he wants, because he has the method in place to have the election in his pocket. So there you go. So he's going to do exactly what he wants, because nobody, right now, there's nothing to stop him. And these people that think that they won something, they didn't win squat, because everybody knows that he didn't win. So that's fine. But they're fooling themselves into thinking that that's the case. And the other thing is about this pipeline. Apparently, I guess, what is it, George Soros that owns the railroad? Where they're going to have to use the railroad to transport the oil, and he owns the railroad, so he's going to be making money hand over fist. So that's the other article I think I read sometime this past week. Back to you, Bob, W2GIO.
That is the
truth.
George Soros owns the railroad. What they're taking from, he is going to do well. So they've all put their hands out. It's not about Americans, it's about their greedy problems. All right, well, Mr. Larry, I'm going to go back to you. Do you have anything
to say? Oh, let me see. Wasn't really thinking of anything, but I probably got something here I could bring up. There was a lot of stuff happened this week, that's for sure. I haven't heard much from Trump. Don't know what he's got in on his agenda, but I've been looking on the internet. But it looks like there's a bunch coming out of through Mexico, toward Mexico, to come to this, across the border. So it'll be very interesting to see if they try to stop them, what's Biden's orders on all that's going to be. He's already stopped building the border wall, for sure. They've already stopped them. So if they find any places where they can come over pretty easily, they'll come into the, into the U.S. pretty easy there. So that'll be a good test there to see if the Socialist Democrats are going to try to stop the people coming in. Now, I did hear Mo say something about someone on one of the other nets said that there was a bunch of people down at the border on our side. I'm not sure if you remember, Bob, if he said that they were agents or troops or whatever. I don't remember exactly who he said was down there, but we've got several people down there, according to Mike, that are kind of waiting on these people coming in. So do you remember what Mo was talking about on that there, Bob, before I continue?
It sounded like he mentioned that there was troops down
in the border. Okay, well, they might hopefully stop them. I hope they do. Here's one on traffic deaths. Now, this would be right down your alley, Bob. I'm not sure that I agree with all this, but says the rate of traffic deaths rise in the pandemic. The rate of traffic deaths jumped in the first half of 2020, and safety experts blame drivers who sped up on roads the less open when the COVID-19 pandemic shut down businesses and limited commuting. The research also suggests that even small increases of speed led to much deadlier outcomes in vehicle crashes. A crash is easily survivable at 40, can be fatal at 50 or more, according to a study conducted by the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety and the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety. It is also particularly disquieting because of widespread reports of excessive speeding during the pandemic. But what I found out in this area is that when the cars were all behind, just really going slow, that is when a lot of times the accidents occur. There's a lot of it just takes 1 second to not to see someone stop in front of you and then be rear-ended. So it's wide open. I think the traffic flows much better. Well, when the pandemic significantly lowered traffic, the rate of traffic facilities per mile driven jumped by 18%, making the 11-month seen in at least 20%. According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, safety experts are blaming speeding for the increase as reduced congestion gave motorists more room to roam, which should be something. According to me, because that's the way I drive. I try, as long as it's, I try to get in a space where there's not someone right in front of me, where I have to watch it if they're going to stop to turn off, or they're going to stop out in the middle of the road, or whatever. I try to get in a more open area to be safer instead of trying to follow everyone bumper to bumper. Okay, let's see if I can find something else, Bob. I know I've got all kinds of stuff here. There was a subway that's saying, oh yeah, we got tuna on our salad. And so we'll see how that is. It says, here's another article on this Novavax vaccine effective but less so against other variants. And I want to, I've been checking on a lot of the different vaccines. These are all vaccines, is what I've been reading. And there's a lady, a doctor, Dr. Simone, I forget her last name. If you find an article or find an email going around that has Dr., it's a female doctor, first name Simone, I didn't write her last name down, but I've got that email on my in my computer. She talks about that, you know, they're pushing these vaccines and they're all experimental. She doesn't know there's a possibility that after a while that some of the people could start passing away from these vaccines because they don't know what's going to happen to them. They don't have any idea what's going to happen to the people after a while. They've just used them mainly on animals. And, of course, there's nothing you can do about it if you do pass away or your family, because it's all at your own risk, in other words. So she recommends not to take anything unless you're old enough to be in a nursing home and then you're very high risk. And then, you know, you don't have a whole lot to lose right there. But if you're, say, 60 and under or more, say 70 and under, you're probably better off not taking any vaccine at all, according to Miss Simone there. But anyway, check for your own self. Look around at the vaccines. Check about what's in the vaccines. A lot of aluminum, a lot of nanotechnology, a lot of stuff that they're not coming out with. They want to keep all that secret. They've got an app that they can use on this Moderna, I know from what I've heard on it, that they can tell if you've taken that vaccine, how old are you on, they have nanotechnology in there, and hard gun, all kind of things they put in there, maybe to trap you or whatever. A lot of stuff in there, they're tracking you. They do have the technology to track you, to put different parts, there's different things in there to be able to track you and other things to your body nowadays. So a lot of high-tech stuff out there, just about like science fiction. So don't let them hurt you. Don't let them set you up on this virus there. So that's that there, Bob. That's KJY from InfoWire.
All right, sir. This is KJY. I can hear that the vaccinations have zero fulfillment. So even if you did die from it, there is zero fulfillment on the part of the party to have the vaccination. And with that being said, I want to just say hi to James. Kilo November 4, Kilo Echo Sierra, Jake in Memphis. He's monitoring, he can't transmit, but he's monitoring the distance I signed on. And he stayed with him through all the horrible managers. And to this man, and to Jake, Tina. She is listening, she's been with us since I signed on. We typed back and forth that the conditions were warm, but it looks like there's improving enough that we can hear each other. So, thank you, Jake, for being with us. Thank you for this war. And that Rockville Kitty Cat they got, and then that Bill Martin. So, with that said, it's been kind of a gut tonight, and we're kind of low on people, but we do have a test. That was important. So, let's go with the mic. If anybody else has any final comments, before I close the door, over.
Oh, sure, W2GIO. There's always good news, and I always like to bring out the fact that Jews and Jets, God loves them. And there you go. So, put that under your cab in your mind when you go to sleep tonight. But God loves me. So, there you go. W2GIO.
Well, God loves us, and I sometimes wonder why we even pay attention to America, but I thank him each day for being in this country, and I pray that he will watch over us and we can follow through this difficult time. So thank you, Frank. With that being said, I'm going to close the window of this night's living chat. I want to wish Mrs. Callahan a good night, wherever she is, as well as a safe night to all the ships at sea, including the United States Navy sailors and soldiers that are possibly listening to us. 73 for tonight, absent netters, Mr. Richard, W1WCR, Mr. Marty, S2IRJ, Ms. Laura, S2JCTF. It is my prayer that God bless the state, country, for America, and I pray for something miraculous, because we need it. With that being said, this is KAAJ.